And the message tonight is, take heed. Take heed. And there's many, many, many nuances to that word. That word means many things. So as I was reading through the scriptures, I came upon Josiah. Now, King Josiah, he is one of what many kings who was to take heed. But Josiah started out as a good king. He was eight years old, and he followed the Lord like his father David. But he only reigned 31 years. He died at and is when he was 39 years old because he did not take heed. He did not take heed. And there were many other kings that I looked at that did not take heed. And there were many problems, deaths because of it. Take heed means, first of all, and what to hedge about as with thorns means to guard, to protect. And it also means what to look narrowly. And, you know, sometimes we're called narrow-minded. But that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing if we're taking heed. And it also means what to hear intelligently. It means to give your ear. That's just the Old Testament. Now we jump to the New Testament meanings. It means to look at. To look at. Behold. To stare at. Or what to discern clearly. That means to see it as it really is. To hold the mind towards, to stay focused upon. To pay attention to. And to be cautious about. We are warned in the scriptures. Take heed. It's a warning as well. And so let's look at the first definition. The first, this word, it means to hedge about as with thorns. Guard, protect, look at narrowly. And so let's go to Exodus 34:12, please. Exodus 34:12. And this verse says, "What take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant is with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be a snare in your midst." Notice what it says. Take heed to yourself. Don't be looking at the other person. Look at yourself. Take heed to you. Don't make a covenant is with the inhabitants of the land. Or don't be unequally yoked. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant is with the inhabitants of the land. Now we're going to jump around the scriptures. I've got a lot of verses. This here, these here with two words, take heed, are all over the scriptures. Old Testament, New Testament, they're everywhere. And with Deuteronomy, 11:16, please, turn to that. Deuteronomy, chapter 11, and verse 16. This says, take heed to yourselves, again, and look at your own life. Don't look at your spouse. Don't look at your neighbor. Look at your own life. Take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods and just worship them. Now, obviously, this was given to the Israelites. But it applies to us. Because we can be deceived. And that word deceived, that means allured. It means open to flattery and to lies. Do not be deceived. Take heed to yourselves. Is there anyone trying to deceive you? Is there anyone trying to lie to you? Take heed to yourselves and don't fall for it. Don't fall for that car salesman who was trying to sell you a lemon. Test drive the car. Look under it, look in it, look through it. That's what sales... car salesmen do. I was looking for a car here at Furwood Bonnie a couple months ago, and as we went to this guy, and I could tell he was pulling my leg. You know, the antifreeze is brand new antifreeze in the car. You know, and it's filled to the top. It's like, okay, this is an old car. You know, and looked at some other things. Oh yeah, we're going to do this and do that to this car. It's like, well, okay, do it. I'm not going to buy it till it's done. Yeah, well, he wanted to sell it to me even before it was fixed. Deception. Take heed to yourselves. Let not your heart be deceived. Next verse, Deuteronomy 12:19. Next chapter. And again it says, take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live in the land. The Levites didn't have any land. They had no inheritance. So they had to rely on God's people. And, you know, just like your pastors today, some missionaries are with that way. Take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite, those who are serving you. Do not forsake them. Take heed to yourself. Next verse, Deuteronomy 24:8. Deuteronomy 24:8. Yeah, now I got to laugh out of this one just when I put it up, just with our own government. Notice what it says. And what, take heed in an outbreak of what, leprosy. How about if we put Ebola in there? Take heed. Do what you got to do. Don't just cover over it. Take heed. And notice what it says. That you carefully observe and do according to all that the priest, the Levite, shall teach you, just as I commanded them, so you shall be what, careful to do. Do what the Lord has said. Take heed. And just in an outbreak. Don't just, oh, it's not going to affect me. I'm Superman. Even Superman had kryptonite. Take heed. Take heed. Next. And with Joshua 23:11. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God. Guard, and just remember here, that word means to guard, to protect. Take careful heed. And you know, sometimes we don't put God first. Oh, I got this to do, I got that to do. And if we love the Lord, our God, He should have first place in our lives. He which should not get the leftovers. He what should be first place in our lives. John 14:15 says, this is what Jesus is speaking. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. That means you know the commandments. You can't keep them if you don't know them. Take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God. Next verse, Malachi 2:16. You can look at the end of verse 15 as well. Now this is in the context of what marriage. Malachi here is what talking about marriage. For the Lord God of Israel says that He hates divorce, for it covers one's garments with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. Think about divorce. The blame game. They deal treacherously with each other. I want this, you'll get this. I want this, you'll get that. That word treacherous means to be unfaithful. Means to pillage. To take everything. And it also means to act covertly or what secretly. God just wants us to deal without treacherous. Not being treacherous. Do not deal treacherously. Take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. And now that could be applied to business. Are your prices too high? Trying to get more for something than you should. Pillage. To act secretly as well. Next word, or definition, to take heed. Yes, it is to hear intelligently. And what? To give your ear. To give your ear. In a positive light. Let's back up to what Deuteronomy 23:13. And there were many, many verses, what that applied, on what to this definition. I had 3 pages full of what verses with this definition involved. So I just picked out a couple here. In Deuteronomy 28:13, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, not beneath, if you heed the commandments of what the Lord your God. If you heed His commandments. Do you hear the Word of God intelligently? Or do you just read over it? That's nice. And what you're done. Or do you take time to think about it? Think of the word Selah. Think about it. You hear intelligently. Give your ear to the commands of the Lord. Not just the ones you like, but the other ones as well. Give your ear. And what God would promise them, that they would be the head, not the tail. They would be above and would not beneath. They would lead if they heeded the commandments of the Lord. Next. And let's look at an example. Genesis 39 and what 9 and 10. Here we have what Joseph. We all know this story of Joseph. He is sold by his brothers, taken to Egypt. Look at verse 9. As he is being just what is tempted by his master's wife. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything just from me but you. Because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and what sin against God? And Joseph knew the commandments of God. Joseph gave careful attendance to it. He what gave his ear. He what heard in what intelligently God's word. He knew it by heart. He knew it by heart. Look at verse 10. So it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he did not heed her. Same word. And with Telijah's with her or with to be with her. He knew it was wrong because he heard intelligently. He wasn't deceived by her words. He what gave his ear and to the word of God. And he obeyed it. Now the Bible has many examples of what those not listening in intelligently or giving their ear. And let's look at some. Exodus 7. Go to Exodus 7. Yeah, and what many times here in Exodus, they were talked about Pharaoh. You know, it must have been about 14, just 15, 16 verses that were talked about with Pharaoh just not eating. And just what he was told. And it says this, and what Pharaoh's heart just grew hard. And he did not heed them as the Lord had said. See, just Pharaoh just would not heed God's what command, let my people go. He would not give his ear to that. He would not listen intelligently. He just wanted them to build Egypt. That was all. Nothing more, nothing less. He would not give his ear. I know some Christians like that who just will not give their ear to certain things. They want to live in their sin. They don't want to give it up. Give your ear. You heed the word of God. Next, Exodus 16, 20, please. Exodus 16, 20. Oh, well, I am way behind in my notes here. Oh, all right. Yep, there we go. Okay. Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them just left part of it until morning, and bread worms and stank. And what Moses was angry with them. Now this was the manna. God gave them clear commands. Don't keep it 2 days. But on what Friday, just gather it for what 2 days for the Sabbath. But every other day, don't gather too much. Don't keep it overnight. Or else this would happen. But they did not heed Moses. They would not listen. They went out in the morning and they gathered as much as they could. This was, I believe, the first day to gather manna. They saw this manna and woof, they wanted it all. They would not heed just what Moses said. We're not going to listen. We're going to do just what we want to do. Yeah, they did, and it stank their house. I don't know what it smelled like, but I'm sure that it stank. Next verse. And let's go to 1 Samuel 2, 25. And what here, just we're going to talk about Eli and his sons. And so we're going to talk about children here. Eli said, if one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him? Nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father, because the Lord did, and desired to kill them. They did not heed their father's voice. They refused to listen intelligently to their father. They would not give their ear to what he was saying. Back further in what the old testament, if a son just would not heed what he was told, he was stoned. Gotten out of the way, killed, boom. And that's what happens here. Now, long after this conversation, they go out, they take in with the ark of the covenant to battle. They're both killed in battle. They did not heed just what their father said. You know, children, you need to heed your parents. Oh yeah, we're not perfect, that's for sure. But you need to heed them. Hear intelligently. Give your ear to what they're saying. It's important. It's important. Next. Some other examples. Yeah, with King King Amaziah, he would not heed God's word. In what 2 Chronicles and 25:20, he would not heed just what he just was told. And I already talked about what King Josiah, he did not heed Necho. And what King of Egypt, when he said, "The Lord has sent me, don't interfere," and he interfered, and he died, 39 years old. Great king. The only mistake we know of, Yehoshua did not heed. Then, of course, the Israelites as a whole. There was verse after verse after verse after verse about them just not heeding God's word. Not giving the ear. Not hearing intelligently the word of God. And then the prophet killed what by a lion. God what told him what to do. And what don't stay there. And what leave another way. But another prophet deceived him. And he came back and he ate. Then as he left, he was killed by a lion. 1 Kings 13, 9-24. He did not heed. He did not give his ear to what he was told. And let's now look at some New Testament passages. Even Jesus talked about taking heed. Take heed. Now take heed. Just within these verses means and what to hold the mind towards. Pay attention to. Be cautious about. Be cautious, or pay attention, or what think about, to hold the mind towards. Matthew 6:1. Look at Matthew 6, please. Verse 1. And it says, and with this, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men. Be cautious. Don't let others know what you're giving. Don't let others know just what you're doing, just with and just what God has given you. I think about King Hezekiah, who it took the Babylonians, and what they saw, all of his treasure. Then not long after that, it was gone. Take heed that you do not do just your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Don't let them know. If you do, look at the end of the verse. You have no reward from your Father in heaven. You've lost your reward. Don't let others see those deeds, charitable deeds, before men. Next, let's go to Luke 17. Sorry about jumping all over the Scriptures, but this phrase, take heed, is all over the Scriptures. Take heed again to yourselves. To yourselves. Think about it. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he just repents, forgive him. Go to your brother if he sins against you. Don't talk to somebody else about it. No, go to your brother. Take heed to yourself first. Go to your brother. And if he asks forgiveness, forgive him. If he turns from it, forgive him. If he repents. Don't hold a grudge. Doesn't destroy him, it destroys you. So take heed to yourself. Pay attention, but be cautious. Take heed to yourselves. Next one, 1 Timothy 4, please, verse 13. 1 Timothy 4:13. Now, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. That word, give attention, is the same word, take heed. Take heed to reading the Word of God. Take heed to exhortation. Take heed to doctrine. I know some people don't want to talk about doctrine, but God's Word says give attention to it. Take heed to it. It's important. Pay attention to it. Be cautious about it. That is one thing I would like about this church, is that just we read the Word of God here publicly. And just we're exhorted as well. Every Sunday, just we're exhorted. And they take care of doctrine. It's important. And now just what not to give heed to. Because God also just warns us. And what 1 Timothy 1:4, if you're in 4:3, back up a couple chapters. So at chapter 1, verse 4, and it says this, and what, nor give heed to fables, and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, just which is in faith. Don't give heed to fables, to myths, to fiction, to a tale. Don't do that. Don't pay attention to those things. Be careful about them and don't pay attention to them. Next, 1 Timothy 4:1. Let's go back to chapter 4. Sorry, got you bouncing around here. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith. How? Giving heed to deceiving spirits and what doctrines of demons. Now, we're in these end times, latter times. Giving heed to deceiving spirits. That word deceiving just means to impersonate or the imposter. And it also means to mislead. How many false teachers are out there today? Just turn on the TV. I don't have cable. I hear this. And there's program after program of false teachers. Give heed. Don't be deceived. Next verse, Titus 1:14. Titus 1:14. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and what commandments of men who turn from the truth. Now again, fables, myths, tales, fiction. Don't give heed unto those things. Now I had a man call me. I think it was Friday dinner time. I was making dinner. He called. He is a Jewish man, but he has read the New Testament. But he's way off the wall. John, and what 4? What 22? I will believe. Yep, it is. Talks about for salvation is of the Jews. Now that's talking about Jesus, I believe. But that's not what he said. He said, see, with Jewish people, they've got a cure for this here Ebola virus. And what to him, that's what that verse meant. Totally wrong. Totally off the wall. It's a deceiving spirit, commandments of men. And just maybe he's been taught that, I don't know. But that's what he thought there. Don't give heed to Jewish fables and what commandments of men. Don't listen to the Pope when they say just and Mary wasn't a sinner. Because even just Mary herself said, God, my Savior. She knew she needed a Savior. But the Catholics don't believe that. It's the commandments of men. Take heed. Take heed. Next definition. Take heed means to look at or to regard. To regard. Mark 13:33, please. This says, take heed, watch and pray. Quite simple, isn't it? Watch and pray. For you do not know when the time is. This is a simple definition to look at. And be aware of the times. Know what's going on around the world. I know I have been following ISIS, and which is what is taking place there, just with the believers in those countries, because I've been praying about that. Watch and pray. Take heed, look at, regard. Next verse, Luke 8:18. Says this, therefore, take heed how you hear. Just for whoever has, and to him, more will be given. And just whoever does not have, even just what he seems to have, just will be taken from him. Take heed how you hear. As I think about this verse, and I would think about what those who just want to and would get rich quick, Scamway, I mean Amway, and just many others. Take heed how you hear. Look at and what regard. Luke 21:8. Same vein. And he said, take heed that you not be deceived. My brother, he was involved in what Amway for a while. He invested. He, took out a loan, he did this and did that. He had a big dream. That's what they tell you, dream. Yeah, well, he would dream and he lost everything. Do not be deceived. He was deceived. Take heed that you not be deceived. There's a lot of deceivers out there. Next definition. Take heed. To stare at or to discern clearly. And just, we're almost done. Matthew 18, please. Verse 10. Now take heed that you do not despise just one of with these and with little ones. I would just picture Jesus holding a child here. And if you look at verse 1, he is holding a child. And he's speaking to the crowd. Take heed that you do not despise and just one of these little ones. God cares for children. Do not despise them. Do not misuse them. There are some people who would think that with little children can't be saved because they're too young. No, I don't believe that at all. Children can make spiritual decisions. Amen. My wife at age 4 knew she was going to be a missionary. No doubt about it. Do not despise these little ones. Next. Luke 12:15. Said to them, take heed and what beware of what covetousness. For one's life it does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. What are your eyes on? Just what are you staring at? Because that is what this here word means, to stare. What are you staring That is what you have, or just what you want. Either way, it's wrong. Take heed and beware of covetousness. God takes care of us. We need to trust Him. Next. It's all mine. Har har. No covetousness. When we want things, that's what our eye is on. And it's not on the Lord. Take heed. Watch and pray. Take heed. That ye love the Lord your God. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. We can all fall. We can all fall. If just we're not taking heed, we will fall. Let's close in prayer. Father, may we take heed. May we, Lord, just love you as we should. May we love you first. May we not love things and what possessions. May we take heed to your word. May we pay attention to it. May we practice it. May we be like Joseph and beware. Father, help us to and we'll take heed to all things. In Jesus' name, amen.